All right, let's jump right in. We're doing a deep dive today on Investorum, this Swedish firm that's, well, they're making a pretty bold statement. It's not just that value investing is good, they think it should be the dominant saving strategy out there. You sent over a bunch of cool stuff about them, their website, performance stats, even some stuff about their philosophy and community stuff. So we're going to try to figure out not just what they do, but why they're so into this whole approach,
Yeah.
especially since they've got some big returns to back it up, like 710% since 2009. It's wild, right?
Yeah, that's not your typical savings account growth, that's for sure.
Not at all. But before we get lost in all the numbers, who is Investorum? Their website says Stockholm, Sweden, which is kind of cool. Adds a little international flair.
Definitely. And it's not a small operation either. 15 billion Swedish krona, something like 1.4 billion US dollars. So I'm not messing around, you know?
No kidding. And they do more than just one thing, too, right? Funds, personalized management, even a podcast I saw. Plus, they
Yeah.
got a Morningstar Award. That's a big deal, yeah.
Oh, huge in the finance world. Like winning an Oscar, but for investing, means they're consistently good at what they do, which makes this value investing thing even more interesting.
Right, because it's not just any kind of investing for them, is it? It's all about value investing. Although, doesn't every investor want value? What makes it so special in their world?
That's the thing. It sounds simple, but value investing, it's way more than just hunting for a good deal. It's like you got to cut through all the noise of the market and find the hidden gems, you know? Companies or assets that are undervalued, like finding a rare book for like 10 bucks at a garage sale.
So instead of chasing the latest hot stock tip, they're digging deep, looking at financials, all that, trying to find the true worth that maybe everyone else is missing.
Exactly. A company's stock price doesn't always match what it's actually worth. Value investors, they look for those gaps where the price is wrong and bet on the market catching up eventually.
Okay, that makes sense, but it also sounds like you got to be really patient, right? How do you know the market will see the value and when? I mean, we're talking about that 710% return. Suddenly, patience sounds like a good plan. How'd they do that?
Well, that 710% really shows how well that long-term strategy works. Almost like they've got a secret formula for the market that most people haven't figured out yet.
Right. It's not like magic, though, is it?
Not really, but it takes a different way of thinking. Remember that compound interest calculator on their website? That's
Yeah.
the not-so-secret weapon of value investing. Think of it like, like a snowball rolling down a hill. Yeah.
Okay, I'm with you.
Starts small, but picks up more and more snow as it goes, getting bigger and faster. That's compound interest. Your gains start making their own gains. And over time, even a little bit at the start becomes huge.
Yeah, I get the snowball thing, but how does that actually work with real companies? What did investments actually do to get that kind of growth?
That's where their expertise comes in. They've been really good at finding these companies that are undervalued, often in areas that people aren't paying attention to, you
Oh,
know?
like what?
One example is they invested in a renewable energy company way back in 2010. Back then, nobody cared about renewables. But Investorum, they saw the potential, and that investment alone up over 1,000% since then.
Wow, talk about being ahead of the curve. So it's not just about finding a bargain, it's knowing it'll pay off way down the line.
Exactly. You got to have the guts to stick with it, even when the market's not cooperating. It's not without risk, though. Value investing takes serious research, knowing how to manage risk, and just being okay with some ups and downs.
Makes you think about something else I saw on their website. They sponsor a bunch of local sports teams. Kind of weird for a finance company, don't you think?
Yeah, not your typical Wall Street move. But if we think about it like value investing, it kind of makes sense. Sponsoring those teams, it's like an extension of that whole long-term community-minded approach.
So it's not just about the company's books. They're thinking about the bigger picture, too. That's not something you hear every day on Wall Street.
It's a different way of looking at things for sure. And it's not just us guessing. They're part of SWESIF, that's Sweden's Sustainable Investment Forum, and they follow the UN's principles for responsible investment. Those are some serious organizations. They don't mess around. Shows Investorum actually walks the walk when it comes to putting their money where their values are.
That's impressive. Makes you wonder, could this whole approach, this long-term thinking, be a better model for investing in general?
It's a good question, right? In a world obsessed with the next big thing, Investorum's like a breath of fresh air. They're showing you can get amazing returns and still stick to what you believe in, investing in a way that's good for everyone.
We started with just a few things about Investorum and their way of doing things. And look, we've gone deep into value investing, their track record, even their community stuff.
Quite a journey.
It really is. Makes you think, could value investing, with all its patience and long-term vision, be the future of finance? Maybe Investrum's onto something huge here, something that could change how we all think about investing and what really matters. If you want to learn more, check out their podcast. It's supposed to be great. But for now, we'll leave you with that thought. Until next time, happy investing.